You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Yes. It is Friday, February 2nd, 2018. And here we are again. It's another Friday on the show, and Dave's not here.
You're not Dave.
I am not Dave. But I will tell you, this is actually probably one of my favorite days. Not because the great Dave Ferrer is not here today. It's because it is, in fact, Groundhog Day.
And
I don't know if you are a fan of Groundhog Day. Possibly. I don't know. Let me get your opinion on the scene. One of the greatest films ever to grace the silver screen.
Oh, undoubtedly.
Bill Murray.
Fantastic.
Harold Ramis. I mean, just a masterpiece that has just flown under the radar far too long.
Too long. My math teacher from middle school actually is an extra in Groundhog Day.
Really?
Are they really?
Yes, so I had 2 years of nonstop Groundhog Day in middle school. It was like every substitute teacher, like every day she didn't want to do something, we throw on Groundhog Day.
Oh, that'll work. Did she point herself out?
Oh, every single time. That was her claim to fame.
I mean, how do you top that?
Exactly. It's all downhill.
Like, I wish I had something as cool as I wish I was an extra in Groundhog Day, but sadly I was not. I always wanted to be, you know, I will say Groundhog Day was one of those movies that kind of inspired me to want to do radio, because you remember one of the key scenes is him waking up every morning listening to the DJs over and over again.
Classic.
That's right, woodchuck chuckers. It's Groundhog Day! Get up and check that hog out there!
Yeah.
Come here, Groundhog!
I can see the influence, Mahoney.
Yeah, obviously. You know, I mean, one day I hope to achieve that level of greatness that those gentlemen had in that movie. I think one of those guys was actually Chris Elliott's dad.
No way.
Who was one of the voices of the DJs on the movie on the Groundhog Day. All right, let's get started here. We got good news and we've got bad news. Sylvia, what would you like to talk about first?
Let's do good news.
Good news. Well, this is good news. More jobs coming to Las Vegas. Wet
nice.
And Wild Las Vegas is hoping to hire more than 300 seasonal workers. Open jobs include lifeguard, supervisor, emergency medical technician, and security. Minimum age requirement depends upon the job. The water park will operate this season from March 24th to the end of September. Wet and Wild Las Vegas is right there on Fort Apache, right near the 215.
Nice.
Must like kids and be okay with cleaning up occasional spills.
Oh.
If you know what I'm
like in the pool?
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
In it.
Like in it
around.
And you just see.
Yeah, that's okay though. That's okay. I'm glad that more jobs. I had,
pays the bills.
I always wanted to be a lifeguard.
Really?
Also, I had a bunch of friends who were lifeguards, and it like when we were in high school, and it was like they were just meeting girls left and right. They were like, you know, always tan and in shape, and I'm just like pale and playing Warcraft in my basement.
I had friends too that were lifeguards, and the life just seemed awesome.
Like, I feel like if you have a summer job or, you know, like a spring to summer job, that is the one to have.
Right?
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Because it seems like it's the most exciting. You get to save people.
I mean, you're not really.
I mean, you're not.
I mean, like, that happens occasionally, but 99.9% of the time,
when you do,
you're just, like, hanging out, getting a tan, and, like, meeting
people.
But
when you do, then all the girlies will be like, ooh, he's so sexy because he saved a life.
That may be what they say. So some of the bad news today, and I'm really kicking myself for this one. Elon Musk says he has sold out of flamethrowers. This is ridiculous. Tesla founder said on Twitter that he would stop taking orders for the $500 devices after selling 20,000. The goal was to raise $10 million for his tunneling business, which is called the Boring Company. Which I love when he announced that. It's like, I've got a new company called the Boring Company. You're like,
I love Elon Musk.
But boring being drilling giant holes, and that's what he's working on for the Hyperloop and easing congestion all across the world, because they said that, you know, you can only go up so high, but you can go down pretty much to an infinite amount of depth. So
you said you were going to get one of those flamethrowers.
I came really close. I had it on the order, but I had just ordered something else that was really frivolous, and I couldn't justify spending another $500. We should have ordered it and reflipped it on Amazon or on eBay. We could have made some money.
I still think for a flamethrower, $500, not that bad. Especially, I mean, it looked pretty, like, badass.
No, I mean, I'm with you, but still, like, when you think about it, like, how much work I actually have to do
to
get $500, and then what am I actually going to use this flamethrower for? You know, I'm just...
Do you want s'mores? There you go.
Creme brulee.
Done.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
All right, we got a lot of stuff that we're giving away today. Jack White tickets. Tickets to go see Incubus later on tonight. And what else we got, Ian?
Beer for breakfast?
We got beer for breakfast.
That's
coming up.
Right. Whoa. We'll be drinking the Belching Beaver Peanut Butter Milk Stout at 9:30. In the meantime, the Beastie Boys, here's Fight for Your Right. It's X107.5, Dave and Mahoney.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So good. Manchester Orchestra, that's the gold. You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show here on X107.5. Do you want to go see Incubus tonight at the joint inside the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino? Well, hold on, because we'll be giving those tickets away in under 40 minutes. So you want to see those guys?
That'll
keep
work.
Listening. In the meantime, enjoy some Dave Grohl and the Foo Fighters. Times like these, it's X107.5.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Muse with Madness here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5. Call the voicemail. The number is 889-7352. That is 889-7352. Would love for you to be a part of the show this morning. We need your help. Dave's not here. And it's just me. And we know that's not a good thing. So we'll be checking the voicemail. Give it a call. Be a part of the show this morning.
I like you, man.
Well, thank you, Sylvia. Still got those Incubus tickets on the way. And right now, Allison Chains, No Excuses. X107.5.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
The Boys of Summer, Ataris. It's the Dave Mahoney Morning Show here on X107.5. We mentioned it earlier today, Ian. It is, in fact, Groundhog Day.
Yes, it is.
And we all love Groundhog Day. I mean, Sonny and Cher, the movie, one of the finest ones ever to grace the silver screen. But bad news, Punxsutawney Phil, just a little bit over, 45, 50 minutes ago, saw his shadow.
Yes.
So that means 6 more weeks of winter for the East Coast. So sucks to be you living in the East Coast. I mean, here,
We're fine.
Have you looked at the weather for the weekend?
I think it's going to be... In the 70s?
It's going to be 74 and 73. Whoa. Sunny and 75.
That's a cold winter.
As long February, as it doesn't get below 70, I'm good.
Yeah, we're good. So, suck it, East Coast.
So chilly.
Does Punxsutawney Phil seeing his shadow mean 6 more weeks of possibly bad shows?
That's also.
Because I'm looking here at the blooper reel that we're getting ready to play, Ian, and this seems to be an extended version.
I wanted to talk about that with you guys off the show, but guys,
should we talk about it?
Well, all I'm saying is I bought a lot of books recently. I've been meaning to get through them. It's just you guys got to stop so I can have time for other things. It took me so long to do this blooper reel.
Well, here's this week's blooper reel. Sorry about this.
It's okay. It's the that's the blooper reel.
In Wisconsin? Get out of here, man. No, it's actually a very interesting thing. I know it seems kind of morbid to pre-plan your funeral, but it's the if you have the ability to do it, pre-plan your funeral. Well, I think this could be the best scorpion hunting weapon of all time.
Am I weird to think that $500 for a flamethrower is flamethrower is not that bad for flamethrower? I get to see Brandon Boyd.
Yes.
We'll be talking to him Monday.
We will at 8:30.
Yeah.
Sylvia, you're the worst.
It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
We're talking to Brandon Boyd
on Tuesday. We'll be talking to Brandon Boyd on Tuesday at 8:30. Why are you spreading fake news?
It's the blooper reel.
I'm going to go eat some fried chicken for lunch.
Oh, you're really? Mahoney is power eating.
It's going to be a Mahoney and Mahoney fried chicken throwdown.
Oh, yeah?
Me and Bossy Rossi going to go tear up some blue ribbon chicken. Fried chicken throwdown. I would say looks kind of like Oscar the Grouch if he shaved off all of his body hair.
That's Oscar accurate. The Grouch.
Yeah, that's stunningly accurate, actually.
That's Oscar accurate. The Grouch.
Oh.
What?
You pervert.
Yeah.
Whoa,
why?
Sylvia, wow. Jeez. Wow. I learn something new about you every day. You
that cookie dough is raw and could cause salmonella.
Salmonella?
Salmonella?
Yeah, that's a word.
Salmonella?
Salmonella.
Whatever, man.
Not salmonella.
No. This one calls it's not salmonella.
It's not
just because it just goes up too much. But we have to just be cautiously optimistic. optimistic. Because we don't want another
cautiously optimistic.
Cautiously optimistic is what I said.
Optimistic.
Optimistic. Fried chicken program.
And could cause salmonella. And could cause salmonella.
Optimistic.
Sylvia, you're the worst.
It's Tuesday.
And Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
We promise you tickets to go see Brandon Boyd and Incubus over at the Hard Rock inside the joint tonight. Those tickets, 4 minutes away. Also going to pair that up with one of my new favorite songs here on the radio station. If you have not heard the latest from Sir Sly called "And Run," we are going to play that next. You do not want to miss it. Stick around.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
All right, and welcome to the Redneck Report this fine Friday morning. Everybody doing okay so far?
Oh, yeah.
I think we got a little bit better just not too long ago. It is Groundhog Day, if you don't remember, and we are featuring a beer that most resembles a groundhog. I couldn't find a groundhog beer, guys.
It's close enough.
But I found a beer called Belching Beaver. This one's actually available, all over the place. I feel like beavers and groundhogs are like kissing cousins.
That is a weird image to paint there, Mo.
No, yeah, I mean, we're talking about the Redneck Report, so I figured I'd, try to make some sort of connection there.
Groundhog and a beaver making out.
Good start.
Hey, I don't judge any rodents and what kind of life choices that they want to make. You live your best life, beaver. All right, kicking off today's Redneck Report, we've got a dispute that has led to criminal charges. On Wednesday night, police say a man called 911 demanding officers come by, and then he threatened dispatchers to say, if they do not show up, that's your ass.
Oh.
They say the officers were met outside the home by a man who said the argument between his roommate and himself had followed because of a request for toilet paper be left in the communal bathroom for all to use. Investigators say that it was determined that the man who made the call to police had instigated the argument and allegedly threatened to repeatedly harm one of the other residents. A 49-year-old man is charged with uttering threats to cause bodily harm
because
to police
of
officers
paper.
And to other people.
49.
Have you, you've had roommates in the past, I assume,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And have you ever got into that desperation mode where you had to go raid your roommate's toilet paper?
Yes. I've also had to hide food in my room.
Yep.
And
well, because it's the worst. Because you want to eat that food, you want to use that toilet paper, and it's right. not on hand.
No, if you think that you've got the backup roll hidden under the sink,
just
in case. Then you open it up and it is gone and there's nothing but cobwebs, that puts you in quite a bind.
It does.
You will appreciate this. I used to hide my wet wipes.
Oh, yeah.
Because they used to get stolen all the time.
When I have guests come over, I hide my wet wipes. No, you don't get treated to this. This is not a place where you can relax and enjoy yourself. No. Mm. No. Do your business and get out of here.
Jeez.
Oh, boy. So, a man called in a bomb threat to help his girlfriend avoid her child custody hearing case. I mean, isn't that just sweet? Have we heard, a sweeter reason why to call in a bomb threat?
That's romantic.
Yeah, so very sweet.
Wow.
His heart was in the right place.
It was. A courthouse in Oklahoma received a bomb threat on Tuesday, and the entire place was evacuated while the bomb squad combed the building for 2 hours looking for a device, but no device was found. Cops traced the threat to a 27-year-old named Brian Doro of Oklahoma City. They arrested him the next day. Doro said he made the threat because his girlfriend had a child custody hearing that afternoon, but she could not afford a lawyer. He thought a bomb threat would buy her some time. He was arrested on one count of making a threat by explosive means.
That's a cool-sounding charge, though. By explosive means.
They made bomb threats against that clown who grabbed Taylor Swift's butt, too.
Oh, yeah, they
did. That DJ who just got hired down in Mississippi.
How did he get hired again?
I have no idea.
That is unbelievable to me.
No, they just said that he was very talented and they think that he can do it.
He is not very talented.
That was what the GM said. So.
The name of that show, by the way, is, speaking of Redneck Report, is like the Stonewall Jackson and John Bob show.
Oh, my God. John Bob.
Would you listen to that? I mean, David Mahoney's not the greatest show name in the world, but, you know, that's who we are. But they chose the names Stonewall Jackson and John Bob.
And John Bob. The
and
two
John
first
Bob.
Names.
A little ridiculous.
I wonder if, like their sidekick is like Jimbo.
Jim Bob Cooter.
You can't have a Jim Bob and a Jimbo. That's just too much. Finally, in today's Redneck Report, this one is near and dear to my heart. A 34-year-old man actually cut another man with a machete after the two tangled in traffic.
Oh, my God.
He was arrested. The attack happened shortly after 6:30 p.m. at a Walmart. Jonathan Bailey pulled his vehicle up to the victim's car and, quote-unquote, swung a sword, according Jeez. To witnesses, cutting the victim's right hand. The victim had a cut about 1 inch long between his thumb and his index finger, which is the worst place
that's
to
the
get
worst
cut.
Place.
Oh, when like, you get, oh, dude, when you get, like, paper cut?
Anything. Ah! Oh, getting hit with a machete.
A machete.
Right there.
Cut, like, you try the to, and then you try to open your hand.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, that's not going to heal
That's
for
the
you.
Worst
no.
thing ever.
It
like,
is.
I mean, getting attacked by a machete, like, stab me in the arm
and
or something, but not
yeah.
in the, like, between the thumb and the forefinger.
Get me in the foot or something.
Well, that, and you can't really put a Band-Aid.
No.
Go Band-Aid.
No, you try to get one of those.
No.
The, like the fly fishing one Band-Aids. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. I don't know exactly what they're called.
Oh, my God.
Whatever the hell those Band-Aids are called. But the victim told officers the incident happened because the victim cut Bailey off earlier in the night. So this guy gets cut off, follows a guy into a Walmart parking lot, brandishes the machete, and cuts him in the meanest place possible. That is why I love you, the state of Florida.
Yes.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Sonia called, and she wanted to inform us that it's not a fly fishing Band-Aid, which I know that's not what it's called. I just couldn't think of the name of the Band-Aid that you put between the thumb and the index finger when you got a cut. It's called a butterfly Band-Aid.
Yeah, butterfly. Fly fish, butterfly, tomato, tomato.
We are not a smart group of people.
This is why we have the blooper reel.
Yeah. And we have great listeners like Sonia who want to let us know when we're wrong. We appreciate that. Right now, KG Elfin, here's Come a Little Closer. It's Dave Mahoney. It's X107.5.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
A little Depeche Mode for you on this Friday morning. It is Friday, February 2nd, 2018, otherwise known as Groundhog Day. But more importantly, we are like 2 days away from the biggest game in sports, and that's the Super Bowl. Okay. Are you guys excited that the are you guys excited about this game at
I
all?
I am. I'm very excited.
Are you doing anything special? Are you having a housewarming gift or a housewarming party, or what are you doing?
I'm going to find somebody that needs a housewarming gift, yes, and then I'm going to purchase them.
I'm saying if you come over to my house, you bring a housewarming gift.
Oh, are you inviting me?
No.
Okay.
No. Unless you bring a gift. That's really nice.
No, I had no plans.
And,
actually.
Well, Sylvie's going to be out at... Yeah.
Downtown Las Vegas Event Center starting at 10:30. And doors open at 11. So food specials and drink specials. Huge screen to watch the game.
You're going to have a good time. You're going to be drinking, eating. We're all going to enjoy Sunday, especially because it's going to be like 75 degrees and sunny outside. You can't go wrong with that. But I've got some audio from an Eagles fan who is waking up from, what, a dental procedure, Ian?
Yes, she got her wisdom teeth out. Now, have either of you had that surgery?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and I was totally high, and I wanted tacos.
You wanted tacos?
Yeah.
What kind of tacos?
Yeah. I don't know. Like
tacos?
I remember laughing and, like, in a fetal position on the chair, and I was like, man, I want some tacos.
Did you get tacos?
I didn't get tacos.
You
didn't
get tacos.
No?
That is.
I think I wanted like
such a sad story.
It is.
Yeah, wow.
I was high and I wanted tacos.
Ian, did you get yours out?
I got mine out and I completely missed Obama being elected.
Really?
Yeah. I got. I was so high that I just completely forgot everything, and then I woke up the next day and we had Obama as our president.
Well, there you go.
I was like, all right, cool.
That's interesting. I did not. I got my wisdom teeth out.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't get put under.
Oh no!
Which
way.
I will tell you is the worst thing you could possibly do.
Wait,
because
you didn't get put under?
Oh no!
Is that illegal?
No. You know what they do? They shoot you with like 16 shots of Novocaine into your and around your teeth. And it's the most painful thing ever. Because, like, you know, getting one shot or two shots is enough, but, yeah. like, literally 16. So I was, I want to say 18, like, senior in high school, and I went to this dentist, and he was, like, a teaching dentist, apparently. So he had, like, all these, like, hot, like
the dental assistants.
Dental assistants yeah. and, like, people who were going to, like, dental school. And I'm, like, 18, so, like, everything is a big deal to me.
Yeah.
You know, the wind blows the wrong way, and stuff happens. But he comes in and he shoots me with four, and I think it's done. And I'm already in a massive amount of pain from that. I'm like, oh, you know, like, all right, I can sift through it. Comes back in with four more.
What?
Like, I'm tearing up.
He had to come back.
He came back three more times, 16 shots, four shots in each tooth that I got done. And on top of that,
dude.
When you know, because you're still awake. Your mouth's just numb.
Yeah.
They start like ratcheting. It's like taking a ratchet or like something to like to pull off a lug nut, and you can just hear the like as your jaw's getting like wrenched.
That is insane.
Probably one of the worst experiences of my life, because I'm surrounded, like I'm trying to be like not a like a little punk and cry in front of a bunch of women, you know, and I'm just like, oh, this is the worst.
They thought you were a punk.
They certainly did.
Yeah. They did.
But that all leads us to our story and our sound clip that we have here. This Eagles fan is waking up out of the amnesia or the, what is it called? Is it amnesia?
Anesthesia.
Whatever.
Amnesia. You forget.
Anesthesia. Same difference. You forget. It's the same thing. You forget.
You have amnesia.
Anyway, they're waking up and she thinks that she missed the Super Bowl. Here's that audio.
Did I miss the Super Bowl?
No. Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
No, you didn't miss the Super Bowl.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. Who do you want to win?
The Eagles.
Okay, well, they'll play on Sunday, okay?
Oh, my God, what if they don't win?
They will. They will. You have to have faith.
No, they're going to win. I have faith.
See? There you go.
And you know what I hate? I hate fans that are fans now that weren't fans. If they would have went 0-16, I would still be their fan.
This is good.
I love the Eagles.
Okay, I know. They love you too.
They're like my sisters.
But they're men. How could they be your sister?
Like my
okay, they're like a relative.
River is coming out of my eyes.
No, it's tears. You're crying because you want the Eagles to win.
I'm going to drown.
No.
She's going to wish she had amnesia
yeah.
after the game on Sunday.
I think so.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
And they both start with A's.
Right.
And they, ja.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Big night last night. I don't know if you guys were watching the Golden Knights game. I know you stayed up and watched that game last night, right, Ian?
Yes, I did.
But last night, with this overtime goal, woo, the Las Vegas Golden Knights became the best expansion team in NHL history. Here's the call from the game-winning goal last night in overtime.
Perron trying to gain a little space. Wheels it back out. Perron looking. Headshot, and he scores! David Perron! The corner, his third overtime winner of the season, and the Golden Knights win it in overtime 3-2.
I mean, incredibly impressive. The fact that they, they still have, they've played 50 games so far, they have 32 games left in the season. They are currently 1 point behind Tampa Bay, but Tampa Bay has one more game than us going right now, which has been the way the whole season. But the best team pretty much in the NHL right now, the Las Vegas Golden Knights. Unreal what's going on with them.
One of the greatest sports stories.
Well, this is a 30 for 30.
Oh, hands
it is.
Down.
It is.
Hands down.
I'm curious to see how the next few years play out, but let's enjoy it while we can.
I know.
Yeah, because, you know, things are going to happen.
It's first year.
First year.
Jinx set the bar pretty high.
I'm not jinxing it. There are always slumps. I mean, look at, like, if we're talking about football, we're looking at, you know, as much as it pains me to say that the Patriots are one of the best dynasties of the last 50 years of football, but there was also a good long period where the Patriots really sucked.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, we'll see what happens. And speaking of sucking, last night on Jeopardy.
What?
I don't know if any of you were watching Jeopardy last night. They had a football category in honor of the Super Bowl that's happening this Sunday.
Oh, okay.
They had five questions like they normally do, and the people on Jeopardy did not even bother to ring in on a single one of these easy-ass questions. So let's take a listen to how frustrated Alex Trebek gets with all of these contestants with these super easy football questions from last night's Jeopardy.
Football 200. Your choice, do or don't name this play in which the quarterback runs the ball and can choose to pitch it to another back. It's an option play. Ryan?
Football 400.
I can tell you guys are big football fans.
Yeah, yeah.
Tom Landry perfected the shotgun formation with this team. Dallas Cowboys. Do you think we should go to commercial? Ryan?
Take it on a 600.
Okay, by signaling for one of these, a returner can reel in a kick without fear of getting tackled. Fair catch. Two clues left, Ryan.
800.
These penalties are simultaneous violations by the offense and defense that cancel each other out. And they are called offsetting penalties. Let's look at the $1,000 clue, just for the fun of it. Jimmy?
As Minneapolis's U.S. Bank Stadium prepares to host Super Bowl 52, I'm looking at the Ring of Honor with names from this defensive line that took the Vikings to four Super Bowls.
If you guys ring in and get this one, I will die. Who are the purple people eaters? We're going to take a break.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
New song from AOL Nation. This one's called Handyman. Love it. Off their new album called Here Comes the Runts. It's X107.5.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, time for top stories here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Groundhog Day. If you didn't realize, Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow. And how did Punxsutawney Phil get that job? Like, did he have to go to, like, did he have to go to groundhog school or something? Like, how do you become the expert on whether or not there are going to be six more weeks of winter?
You think he's, like, the cutest out of all of the groundhogs?
Are any groundhogs cute? Do you find those animals to be cute at all? Either of you?
I do.
You do?
I think they're adorable.
I feel like they would bite the hell out of you. I mean, we saw that a couple years ago. I don't know if it was Phil or one of the other knockoff groundhogs bit the hell out of the handler.
Oh, yeah. And then there was that one year where they completely dropped that one groundhog, too. Like, they dropped him on his head.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's a photo of it. I'll send it to you guys.
Oh, all right. Man.
Well, speaking of odd education, the Lutheran University of Applied Science and Arts will run a 3-year bachelor program degree and a 2-year master's for an interesting, I would say, study. A time-honored vocal techniques, trainees will study musical theory, history of business model, and applications will open on February 28th. But the studies are in yodeling.
Yodeling?
You can get a 3-year degree, a bachelor's, in yodeling. Or, if you want to take that to the next level, just spend 2 more years and get a yodeling degree.
Get your master's in yodeling.
Is Jewel going to...
That is Jewel.
Is Jewel going to teach his class?
I mean...
If she's teaching, I'll take it.
I've always been a fan of Jewel. I mean, to be able to do this... Price is Right is missing out on not having Jewel do that live when they play that little mountain climber game. That would be a great mashup.
Give her a call, Drew.
What would you use this degree for, though?
I mean, if you want to learn how to yodel, you're a singer.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I could probably benefit from yodeling, but
can you yodel?
I don't know.
I mean,
you could try.
I mean, you could try. I mean,
yodeling.
No, give it a shot. Give it a shot.
Come on.
I don't know what else to say.
Listen to Jewel.
This is so hard. Man, that's like Metallica fast, man.
Give it a shot.
Do it.
Give it a shot.
Come on.
So bad.
You're so bad. I expected more out of you.
I don't yodel. I've got to go to this university.
All right, this is one that I'm curious to see if either of you like. There's a bar in New York City that has banned customers who use the word literally.
Yes.
Oh, totally.
And there is nothing worse than when somebody is using the word literally, literally wrong.
Literally.
So this bar has banned the word literally. So the Continental in New York City's East Village has banned the use of the word literally in its establishment, calling the word, quote, the most overused and annoying word in the English language.
I can't think of anything more annoying.
Is there anything worse? Is there a word that you hate more than the word literally, especially when people are using it wrong?
I can't think of one because, like, I remember maybe 2 years ago there was a word, and I can't think of it off the top of my head, but there was a word that was as overused as literally. But I purposefully do not say literally just because it's so overused.
You literally don't say literally?
I literally do not say literally because it's
literally.
Ugh. All right, the final story in today's top stories. Good transition there.
There we go.
So this one's scary. This is why I had to pause, because this story, when I read it earlier this morning, made me go, I mean, we are living in 1984, not the year, but the book. We are 100%.
Oh, totally.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I just bought that one of those Apple HomePods, and I told my girlfriend about it last night, and she's like, oh, so you're bringing in a giant microphone to record all of our stuff. She's like, I don't believe that the government's listening, but, like, really, you're going to bring that in? I'm like, but we could tell, hey, Siri, play something cool.
Right.
And then it's going to play music.
Which, that's how I justify mine at the house. Like, yeah. I took out my credit card yesterday.
Oh, you bought one?
No. Like, I have a Google Home. Okay. But I was paying for something else. I ordered pizza last night. And I was paying with my credit card, and then all of a sudden my Google Home comes on. Like, as I'm reading my credit card number, I was like, ugh.
So your Google Home stealing your credit card
number.
Yeah,
I think my Google Home is going to steal my identity.
Nobody likes you. So this is incredibly scary. I mean, Amazon, as we know, is one of the most innovative companies in the world. Jeff Bezos fluctuates from being the richest man in the world. He probably is the richest man in the world today. Amazon stock is up. But here is something crazy that they are doing. Amazon has patented wristbands that track warehouse workers' movements. They have patented a design for a wristband that can precisely track where warehouse employees are placing their hands and using vibrations to nudge them in different directions. The proposed wristband would use an ultrasonic tracking to identify the precise location of a worker's hands as they retrieve items. One of the patents outlines a feedback system that would vibrate against the wearer's skin to point their hands in the right direction. So this is insanity, because I don't know about you. It's one thing if you have a boss who is micromanaging every single thing that you're doing, or if you have like a GPS tracker on your car, that's enough. But the one place like you don't want to be tracked is literally in your job.
No, especially my hands too. I do a lot of stuff with my
hands.
What
the hell? What if you're like missing in the bathroom? You know, like it vibrates and pushes you back the right way or something. I don't like it.
Aww.
Yeah, it's Big
Jeff
Brother.
Jeff Bezos is going to be the first supervillain. Mark my words. He's a billionaire. He's got that bald dome.
Yep, he's already bald.
He is Lex Luthor.
He is
straight up. All right, here's Weezer. It's Island in the Sun, X107.5, Dave Mahoney.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Beer for Breakfast, featuring the Belching Beaver.
I'm so excited.
Peanut Butter Milk Stout, coming up right after Stone Temple Pilots. This is not one you want to miss. So, just a few minutes, we'll be drinking.
Beer for Breakfast.
With Dave and Mahoney, every Friday morning, only on X107.5.
9:30 a.m. on this fine Friday morning, Groundhog Day. Feel like you heard some stuff earlier today, you probably did. Played some best ofs, because Dave's not here. But you know what?
Yeah.
We do not skimp on Beer for Breakfast.
No.
We will drink every week, come rain nor shine, or whatever else. But speaking of Groundhog Day, Punk Stanfield did not see his shadow. Six more weeks of winter for those clowns on the East Coast. It's going to be 75 degrees this weekend here in Las Vegas. It's going to be sunny, beautiful, cannot wait. And I was thinking about the beer that we should drink today. And as I was at the store the other day, and I'm like, you know what? On Groundhog Day, let's find something that's very rodent-like. So I found the Belching Beaver Peanut Milk Stout, or Peanut Butter Milk Stout.
Okay.
And this is a beer, you know, one of the complaints that I get occasionally on Beer for Breakfast is when we do limited releases or beers that are only can be found at certain stores around the valley and they live on the other side of town. This beer is literally everywhere. You can find it like every grocery store. You can find it at gas stations. It's all over the place. So cheers to you guys. We made it through
cheers.
Another year. You know, Dave will be back on Monday.
Yes.
He's busy cheers doing the Super Bowl stuff today, and ooh, you know. That did you break good. The glass?
No, I didn't. It didn't sound like how I wanted. What?
Nothing. Nothing.
The Cheers, Ian.
Cheers. The Belching Beaver. Peanut Butter Milk Stout has 5.3% alcohol by volume and 30 IBUs. That's International Bittering Units. What IBU stands for, if you see that on a beer label, guys, is basically the higher that number is, the more bitter it is. This one being 30 means it's pretty low. I mean, there's basically no bitterness to this beer at all. This beer can be found year-round, like I said, at grocery stores, gas stations, top craft beer stores like Corey's Liquor Lineup, Top Shelf, and Total Wine and Spirits. It's being served from a 22-ounce brown bomber that was brewed on December 28th, 2017. This is one of the easiest to find beers that we've ever featured on the program, besides just straight up macro brews. Proper glassware, serve it anywhere, serve it with a pint glass, a mug, or a snifter. Serve it anywhere between 45 and 50 degrees Fahrenheit. I prefer it a little bit warmer. We've let these warm up a little bit, so these are closer to the 50 degree mark. Kind of opens up the nose, opens up the flavors on these, and so you're not, you don't want anything muted. The five categories in each week that we do here on Beer for Breakfast are the look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. Those are the categories which we rate every single beer. When I told you about this beer, the first thing you thought, Sylvia, when I told you that it was a peanut butter milk stout, were you excited by the name, or were you excited that by that at all, or what were you thinking?
I was curious about the name because I don't think of beer and peanut butter
mixing
and tasting
often.
Good.
Yeah. Ian, I know you're traditionally not a big stout guy, right?
Yes. So I had some hesitance going into this one, but I also love beavers, so
me too.
I thought I'd give this a try, and I'm pleasantly surprised.
And belching beavers at that,
belching
too.
Belching beavers, yes.
A brewery out of Oceanside, California. They've got some really good stuff. They're getting distributed more here in Southern Nevada. They've got a lot of their products that are just popping up all over the place, especially this beer. It's leading the way. Let's start with the very first category, which is the look. Sylvia, when you first saw this beer, tell me what you saw.
For being peanut butter, it's very, very dark.
Were you expecting something like brown?
Kind of, yeah.
Ian, what about you?
Yes, I agree with Sylvia. Very, very dark. Mm-hmm. Almost to a point where it's intimidatingly dark.
It looks way stronger than it is. I know that's a problem for a lot of people. They look at beers and they're like, oh, man, there's no way that thing's going to be so heavy.
Yes,
and this beer is certainly not that. The look of the peanut butter milk stout pours a deep black body. With a normal pour, it produced about 4 inches of thick, dark brown head that held its retention for quite a while. You know, like I said, as it retreated, a lot of sticky brown lacing on the side, but I was shocked at how much head this beer got with just a normal pour. Like my first pour, it was like overflowing in the glass.
I saw that. Yeah. Yes.
We almost had an incident here.
Oh,
the next category, which I think is a big one for this beer, is the smell. So let's all take in a big
Oh, wow.
Ian, we'll start with you.
Oh, reminds me of Reese's Pieces.
It does.
Peanut butter cup.
Certainly.
Oh, yeah.
Love it. Very, very sweet with the peanut butter.
Yes. Sylvia, what are your thoughts on it? Do you like the nose on this beer?
I think it smells great. Like Ian said, like it tastes like a Reese's peanut butter cup because it does have like the peanut, but it, I don't know. I kind of smell chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Chocolate's in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm not wrong.
Especially as this beer warms up, it opens up a little bit more. When the stout warms up, you can fully get the full spectrum of the aromas that it produces. But the main note of this beer is certainly peanut butter. I mean, it is big time on the peanut butter on the nose. It smells like a freshly opened jar of Jif. There's some light notes of chocolate in there and a little bit of bitter coffee as well.
Okay.
So a little bit of coffee. Yeah. I mean, that's not surprising considering this is a milk stout and that's what, you know, common characteristics of that particular style. But peanut butter is just like, you get a big whiff and you're like, oh man, I'm digging this. So let's get to the favorite part of Beer for Breakfast, which is the taste. Let's cheers again.
Cheers,
cheers
everybody.
Cheers.
Friday. Yes.
Cheers.
Turn up.
I'm gonna cheers.
And take a big old drink of the Belching Beaver peanut butter milk stout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was most worried about you on this particular one.
Really?
Sylvia.
Why is that?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I wasn't sure if you were going to find this to be appealing or not. But you got through one glass already this morning. So I'm guessing you like it. Tell us what you're tasting and if you like it or not.
I taste the peanut butter,
yeah,
which I like. At first, I thought it was a little bit awkward.
Yeah.
But as I kept drinking it, I got used to it. I do taste the chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit of hint of coffee.
Yeah.
So I like all that.
You like
combined.
How it all blends together.
Yes.
You know,
it's really, really smooth, and there's like not really a bite to
is
it.
Is this a beer that you would order when you are out at a bar?
If I was feeling feisty, yes.
It's not that heavy in alcohol, though, so that's the good thing about this beer. It's only 5.6% ABV, which is really close to just basically drinking a Budweiser. It looks way more intimidating than that, but I promise you it is not. Ian, and like I said, you are traditionally not a stout guy, but what are you thinking on this?
You know, I really enjoy this one, actually. I feel it's almost creamy on the way down. Would I order this if I'm out? If it's about this time, if I'm out at about 9:30,
you think this is a good beer for actual breakfast?
Yes, I think this is a great breakfast beer.
I'm with you too. I think this is like, I think I can have one of these when I'm out. Like, I think any more than that, it kind of would. I don't know if it would just kind of deter me or not, but I think one is one and done on this. The taste on this, and if I want to be honest, the very first time I tried this beer, I was disappointed. You know, I found this beer in Southern California before they were getting distributed here in Las Vegas at like an InBev down there. And I'm like, oh, my God, a peanut butter beer. That sounds very interesting. And I thought the peanut butter was going to be like way more present, kind of like how it is in the nose, where it's just kind of very overpowering.
Yeah.
You know, so I was kind of disappointed the first time that it wasn't more peanut buttery. After revisiting this beer a few weeks later, though, I found out that I actually enjoyed this beer a lot more than the very first time because I knew what I was getting into. It's not overly abundant with peanut butter, but there is that nice like peanut butter bite on the end.
Yes.
You know, it's like much like you would get with an IPA where you get that like hot bite on the tip of your tongue. This you get a nice like peanut buttery bite that lingers around for a few minutes. There's a little bit of bitter chocolate in there, and absolutely no alcohol is present in this beer. You could tell me that this was non-alcoholic and I would 100% believe you because you cannot taste any beer in or any alcohol in this beer whatsoever. The mouthfeel, medium bodied, like Ewan said, Ian, it's velvety, creamy. Overall, I would just describe this beer as incredibly smooth. And finally, the drinkability. Just so long as you know what you're getting yourself into with this beer, I think it's very drinkable. It's literally available everywhere. And the price point, it's okay. You're going to find it between like $7.99 and $8.99 for a 22-ounce Bomber, which is not cheap, but it's not breaking the bank either. Overall, I would say give it a shot and experience the most popular peanut butter milk stout in America. Can I get a drum roll, Ian?
Of course you can.
On Mahoney's Beer Scale Supremacy, I give the Belching Beaver Peanut Butter Milk Stout a honorable 3.6 out of 5.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Much to Bossy Rossi's chagrin, we still have more show left for you. And if you would like to go see Jack White over at the Cosmopolitan inside the Chelsea, a sold-out show. All you have to do is know the correct answer to know the show, and that is coming up in just a couple minutes.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
If you've been waiting for those tickets to go see Jack White live at the Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas inside the Chelsea on Thursday, August 23rd, that sold-out show, you got to know the show. Hopefully you've been listening today, and you will know the answer to today's question.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney. She got her wisdom teeth out. Now, have either of you had that surgery?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and I was totally high, and I wanted...
You wanted...
Yeah.
What kind of...
I don't know. I remember laughing and, like, in a fetal position on the chair, and I was like, man, I want some...
791-1075, that is the number. Do you know what Sylvia wanted as soon as she woke up from her anesthesia from getting her wisdom teeth out?
Yeah.
We will be hooking you up with tickets to Sold Out Jack White. That show going to be absolutely amazing. Oh, boy. All right. Let's see. Let's go to the phones and see if this works. Oop. X1075, who's this?
It's Justin.
Justin, do you know the answer?
What's the question?
Oh, X1075, who is this?
James.
Who?
James.
Steve?
James.
Well, James?
I can't. I can barely hear you. Whatever your name is, do you know what Sylvia wanted when she woke up from amnesia?
Taffy.
Taffy is incorrect.
Amnesia?
Whatever. X1075, who's this?
This is Britt.
Britt, do you know what the answer is?
I do. She wanted some tacos.
That is correct. I don't know where the best around.
I'm the best.
You have that
around.
I didn't have it. I didn't have it loaded up. Sorry.
No, it's fine.
That's my bad.
But congratulations.
Yeah, you're going to go see Jack White over at the Chelsea, man. That's awesome. Sold out show.
Cool.
Yeah, man. Well, we appreciate you listening this morning. Thank you for that. And Dave will be back on Monday. I won't be running the board. She'll be back to normal. Have a great weekend, everybody. We love you. Be safe. And don't do anything we wouldn't do. Sylvia, I'll see you out on Sunday at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center for the big game party.
Oh, yeah.
Doors at 11.
11.
That's right. In the meantime, Kings of Leon, waste a moment. It's X107.5.
Ethan Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.